Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We are going to now be crossing over to Councillor Michael Sun, who's the MMC for the Department of Environment and Infrastructure Services. Good afternoon, Councillor.
Good afternoon, Gary, and thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
And thank you for making the time for us and for all our listeners. It is greatly appreciated. So the Department of Environment and Infrastructure, what are they doing about this hydrogen sulfate smell that is around Johannesburg at the moment?
It's very difficult for us as a department something because the stench is in the air, but I can certainly tell you what steps we've taken. So since yesterday, we have been receiving complaints from the residents about this rotten egg smell in the air. I personally experienced that in the Rosebank area yesterday morning. So it's the smell is more intense in the northern suburbs of Joburg and parts of Joburg CBD. I then immediately requested our air quality management team to conduct an investigation. The report I received yesterday afternoon indicates that this is a cross-boundary pollutant that's been carried by the wind and the weather. It seems to point towards the Mpumalanga province, where the source of this smell is coming from. It's usually associated with the chemical sulfur dioxide. We have in the city 6 operational ambient air quality monitoring stations. So we continue to monitor the quality of the air, and if the situation should change drastically or become an unhealthy, unsafe level, we will certainly take the next step to inform our residents. But for the time being, we're asking our residents not to panic. The quality, general quality of the air in Joburg is still acceptable, other than for that rotten egg smell.
And when you mention it's still at acceptable level, so when does it become not acceptable? At what level? And how does the general public, how are they going to know if there is a problem?
So this is the function of the air quality management unit, through the technical equipment they have and the air quality monitoring stations, we're able to measure for pollutants such as chemicals in the air and also observing the ozone. So as soon as it becomes, anything detected that could be harmful, we will release warnings and statements to our residents, such as the one we released yesterday. But we also, of course, giving some tips and guidances to our residents, such as, putting on a mask to block some of the smell, and even for those that are sensitive and maybe have illnesses, to remain indoors to stay away from the smell. But if it becomes to a level where it could impact on the health, we will certainly release that notice to our residents to please stay indoors. But for the time being, there's no need to panic.
And I mean, obviously, this will be around for a while, dependent on the weather, until there's a change in the weather pattern. And, I must admit, I've also smelt it around, and it's a terrible smell. And have you got any advice as regards to, is it better to, so obviously to stay indoors, close the windows, but just any advice to the public, what to do? I mean, how to handle the smell, especially if you're sensitive to, if you've got any type of illnesses or reactions,
Well, the first thing is that the technical team informs them that we may see an improvement by the weekend. Of course, there's still a day or two before we get there, and if the residents should feel that this is causing them any nuisance or inconveniences, or they feel uncomfortable, the best thing would be to stay indoors. If you do have to go out, putting on a mask may work. So the advice I can give at the moment is really just to stay calm. But if you are feeling any sort of reaction to this smell in the air, please do consult a doctor. But for the time being, the technical team informs me that there's no need to panic.
Thank you. That was Councillor Michaelson, the MMC for the Department of Environment and Infrastructure Services. Thank you so much, Councillor.